Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. We have two special guests with us today, two women who decided to create an organization to help other women in financial services be just overall better, which is unbelievably awesome. We also have an author of a brand new book who just recently came out. We're going to talk a little bit about the book. And we're also going to talk about how this organization, which is called Equita Financial Network, is going to change the playing field for women in financial services. So my guest is Katie Burke, owner of Method Financial Planning and co-founder of Equita Financial Network, and Bridget Grimes. She is the president of Wealth Choice, which is her personal financial planning firm, and also the other co-founder of Equita Financial Network. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the philosophical underpinnings on why you two came together to create this network. What was the onus? What sparked this? And really, how did you find each other?
Katie, you want to start because you really got the ball rolling.
Sure. So I was living in San Diego for about 10 years, recently relocated to the East Coast. But while I was in San Diego, through some networking groups and some people we knew in common in the community, Bridget and I started to get to know each other. So I started Method Financial Planning, my planning firm, about 3 years ago. And after Bridget started her firm, Wealth Choice, we reconnected and started to collaborate on some clients together. So it was not only what we had in common was that we had planning clients, but also that we were business owners. And so while we were working through these client cases, we started talking more about business, best practices, how we were utilizing different software technologies. We really had a great conversation and a great relationship. A few months into us working together, we started to think about how we could formalize this relationship between our firms and really what this meant for our companies, as well as other women in the planning world. And what we came up with and what we decided to launch was Equita Financial Network. And it is a way for our firms to share in the resources that we feel like are a huge benefit to us as planners to run a really efficient business, as well as a huge benefit to our clients. So being able to vet all of these different vendors and have a platform that allows us to run our firms really well and focus on our clients is something that before was not out there for us. So we're able to leverage both of our businesses, our experience, collaborate, work together, still have our separate firms, and at the same time, make this a scalable platform and a scalable way for other women in the financial planning world to be a part of this.
What resources have you brought to, what are you bringing to the table besides your personal experience? So you're just talking about vendors, and can you give us a preview of who you have on board?
Oh, sure. So, you know, when Katie says resources, pretty much what we put together is a platform that is everything you could possibly need to run a white shoe financial planning firm, if you will. I mean, this is, you know, we started to talk about, okay, what would be the best resources that we personally would want for our own firms, right? Because we're running our own firms. And so it's everything from an awesome compliance guy to really good E&O insurance to a great portfolio manager. It's absolutely everything, Matt, that you need to run an awesome financial planning firm. It's software for financial planning, for portfolio management. And so we went out there and we spent so many months just talking to every vendor in all of those spaces. And at the end of it, we made decisions on who we felt were the very best choices. And that's the platform we put together. And so, you know, because we're also planners running our own firms, you know, we looked at it from that perspective, okay, who would we want personally as these resources? And what's awesome is that by contracting with all of these different vendors and resources, there's economies of scale. So for every woman who we call the member firms that plugs into Equita and is part of the platform, you know, the more women we have, the more planners, the more firms we have on the platform, the cheaper the cost is and the cheaper it is for all of us to run our businesses and have access to these really, you know, phenomenal resources.
When we were talking before and you had sent Top Advisor Marketing some information about what you both were doing, something that you have highlighted, and I'm just seeing how all of this works together just for my brain. So if I joined, well, I mean, not me, but if you know, a financial advisor joined Equita, something that you both do is this CFP scholarships. Is that something that is done individually by both of your independent firms, or is that actually sponsored by Equita specifically?
So that will be sponsored by Equita specifically.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah. So can I just talk a little bit about that? Because
that's
one of the things we're super passionate about. So when Katie reached out to me, you know, early on in the process and said, "Hey, Bridget, I have this concept. What do you think?" Because our relationship of collaborating together is so awesome. And we just said, man, what if more women had the opportunity to do this? We're all out there almost like silos, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you have your planning firm, you do your job, you know, you just focus on doing good client work. But there really isn't this network of people to turn to. There's no one to go to. And so we had each other and we just wound up having, and you know, and Katie's on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. And you don't have to be next to that person, but just have access to them. Mm-hmm. And we just wound up creating this really awesome, beneficial relationship. And when she said, you know, what we're doing would be so helpful to so many other women planners out there, it was really exciting. And we dove into it and we spent a ton of time with the concept and trying to put together something we thought was going to be really, really helpful. Well, one of the things, Matt, is that's really important to us is helping more women become CFPs because mm-hmm. we both are. Mm-hmm. And as you know, in our industry, the number of women CFPs has totally stagnated for the last 10 years. And so, you know, this is an awesome industry for women. We love it. It's super accommodative to a good quality of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, women are well suited for this. So why are there not more women doing this? And our motivation was not only to provide support so that other women like us can be successful, but it's also to encourage more women to really focus on financial planning first over wealth management, mm-hmm. over money management. And to that end, we said, okay, let's Equita, let's create this annual scholarship where, you know, maybe we have a woman who's coming over from a brokerage house who doesn't have a CFP, mm-hmm. and let's help her get that. You know, we're gonna do that because we are so committed to moving the needle of the number of women who are financial planners and who are CFPs and are out there.
51% of the population is women and 23.22 are CFPs. And yeah. That's just out of financial advisors. So that means that's less than a quarter. Why? Okay. I have to ask you why. Cause after you sent me this stuff and I looked at, there's this unbelievable CFP board document that they sent. It's called, CFP professional demographics, CFP certificate profile. It was just recently updated. There are some very frustrating statistics. And what is going on? Why aren't women entering the financial planning field, especially getting an advanced designation like the CFP?
I think, Matt, in my experience, so I started out in the brokerage world, you know, working for larger firms right out of college, and spent about the first 12 years of my career working with men. I had never worked for another female advisor. Hmm. I never worked alongside a female advisor. I did not have that mentorship or understanding that this was a type of career that I could follow. Hmm. You know, I was younger entering the industry, so could I be successful as a woman? Could I have kids? That was part of my life plan. And still have this demanding job. I didn't know. I was very lucky that I did kind of fall in and find some great mentorship along the way. But I think that it's very hard still looking back now 15 years, has that culture changed? I don't think it has. So it's very hard to picture yourself that this is something in a profession that might be a good fit for you. And looking through that CFP board white paper, you can see that, you know, some of the top reasons that there's not more women in the planning profession are because there's lack of information on the industry mm-hmm. and what it takes to succeed. Because again, we don't have those mentors or those people who are helping us in our career that we feel like are like us. A lot of times the compensation model is unattractive. Women are still not paid as much as men in the industries across the world, but really looking at how women are paid or some of the roles they have in financial services, mm-hmm. it's not in the advisory role. Maybe they can't see past how they could get there. The gender bias and discrimination, a huge concern about a work-life balance, which again was a huge concern for me, and having my own firm and being a part of Equita and having now the support network of other women like me that have their own business and are in this industry has really helped me feel confident that this is the right place for me. And so that is, I think, those are the huge factors as to why we're not seeing more women that either come into the industry or it's really hard to retain them.
Being the role models that now you two have become, I think will hopefully change that as long as we, and especially companies like ours and doing podcasts like this, you both doing your own marketing and PR and getting your names and faces out there. It's absolutely fantastic. I want to personally thank you both for stepping up and really being those role models for people because and mentors, right? I mean, it's one thing to be a role model because then you're kind of distant, right? And now I have something to strive towards, which of course I think there are a lot of people who would love to strive towards your both level of success, but also having the opportunity to ask questions, having that network that you've created so that you're not untouchable, that you're not, you know, so far out there and so far ahead of everybody else that they don't feel comfortable. And with the scholarship opportunity, I love that. And again, everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, thanks you so much for all of that hard work that you're doing. I want to talk a little bit about work-life balance because I've been coaching and consulting in this industry for a little over 10 years. And before that, I was a therapist and a life coach. And so I brought very different perspective to coaching in financial services. And the majority of my clients were women. And that's what I coached on more than anything else. And there was this weird, and it was actually on both sides, both men and women, but happened with women more often than men, this guilt, right? That they were being very successful, but they still wanted to have this work-life balance. Would you mind sharing with our listeners how you both have either what your struggles are, how you've overcome that? I don't necessarily want to focus on that entirely, but would you guys mind taking a second and shining some light on that?
Yeah, I'd love to speak to that, Matt, because I'm a bit older than Katie. And when I entered the financial industry over 30 years ago, it was very much like it still is. And that's some of my personal motivation with Equita mm-hmm. because, you know, now I have a 21-year-old daughter and my industry hasn't really changed. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, the only woman on a trading desk for years and the stuff that you heard and was said to you honestly hasn't really changed a whole lot. So, you know, when you talk about work life balance, I only launched Wealth Choice about 2 years ago, and I had been an employee for all those years before. And I'll tell you, raising children and a good part of that time as a single mom is very, very difficult. And what I would really want to share is that as a woman financial planner running my own firm, my quality of life has exponentially changed, and I really wish I had the guts to do this so many years before when my kids were younger. Because even though we work really hard, mm-hmm. by running your own business, you have the ability to be flexible about the hours you spend in that office. Mm-hmm. And you still get stuff done, but there's this wonderful ability to say, hey, you know, I'm going to take off now. I'm going to go take my kid to, you know, soccer, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But you can absolutely, I just feel that my quality of life is so much richer. And I could never do this when I worked for someone else, especially when I worked for men who had stay-at-home wives who did all this stuff that I had to do, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you're working, but you're also taking care of your family. And that's stuff that's like a given. And, you know, employers don't really appreciate you. They can't relate because in my industry, they're all men. And they've got somebody else taking care of this stuff for them. So, you know, having your own firm and as a woman is truly, it's a game changer.
How do you help with that? How do you help? And I'm assuming this is just part of your plan. So I'm hoping you give us a little bit of free information here. But how do you help women take that leap? That's a big leap. Goodness gracious. I mean, that's terrifying. So how do you teach one, for the permission, how do you empower women to take that step? And then two, once they take that step, what sort of advice or guidance or mentorship do you provide them to really maintain a healthy balance?
So I think that helping them take that step, Matt, is why we formed Equitas.
Yay.
I mean, we wanted to have a place for these women to land when they decided to make that change.
Gotcha.
And we're here to help them. We're not. So the concept of having a platform like Equitas is not brand new. But what is brand new is being able for us to say, we are here supporting the women. We're also business owners. Equitas is not our only business. We're not out there to mm-hmm. aggregate assets and tell people to just bring their accounts over, mm-hmm. don't bring their firms over. We're saying we're in the same boat as you. We're running a business too. So we understand. We understand what it takes to leave your salary position or whatever it might be and to leave and have to tell your clients that there's a change coming down the road, or this is what you're going to do and how to help brand your firm and how to get all the compliance in line. That's what we're using, our experience, because we did it ourselves. And we are so excited. I am so excited to help other women do this because I want them to know there's a way for them to be, you know, my situation, have young kids and be a mom and do this. I was with a firm previously my other employers, where this would not, I feel like I would not be in this position and I would not still be in this industry unless I had those mentors to show me that I could do this myself, because I didn't have the support. I didn't have the flexibility to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. So that's our passion. That's what we're looking to do.
And you know what? It would have been awesome if something like this had existed when I was launching my own firm, because it is probably one of the most horrifying, nerve-wracking things to know that you're going to leave this fabulous W-2 job where you have an income for your children and your mortgage and everything else in your life, and you're about to walk out the door and you've got nothing. And so there was no place to go where there was a platform of like-minded women. Mm-hmm. There was no place, you know, sure, you can plug into a roll-up RIA and, you know, there's a bunch of choices out there, but there's nothing where you can reach out to someone and, you know, who's very much like you, who can relate to your life and your challenges and your obligations and your passion for serving your clients. And that's one of that's what we wanted. And it is super exciting to be able to share it because it's working so great for us. And we know that if women know about this resource, it's a tremendous benefit to them.
With millennials coming up into the workforce now in pretty massive numbers, I know that there aren't as many people coming into financial services. In fact, I think for every 3 advisors that's retiring, there's only 1 coming through the pipeline to replace them. But this really is the ideal career. Right. For good work life balance. Is it hard? Absolutely. But you have taken it to the next level. So not just being mentors and role models, but you have given them that platform that they can just plug into to handle. And that it was really neat being on the website. And by the way, the website is equitafn.com. We'll make sure that's in the show notes. But bounce around on the site and take a look at the different things that this organization offers, because it does solve a lot of the problems that stop people from making that leap. What are your goals? So let's talk about that. So you've already published the book, which we're going to get to in just a second. But when it comes to the goals for Equitas Financial Network, what sort of growth do you want? How many people do you want in this network? You know, if we look at 3 years from now and everything just like goes exactly as planned, what do you envision this to look like?
So I think for us, you know, the goal is that Equitas becomes the go-to place for women-led planning firms. I mean, we want this to be, hey, I want to run a firm. I'm going to be part of Equitas. And the value of more firms, we call them member firms, more member firms being a part of it, is that you have more women with which to collaborate, mm-hmm. and you have more business owners to share best practices. And so much of what we want from this company is this collaborative aspect. And so obviously the more folks who are on that platform, the more we're going to have in terms of collaboration and more diverse perspectives. So we have, you know, I don't necessarily think we have a number of what we expect this growth to look like. We know that there's tremendous interest, but it's really to put together this awesome group of women planners, women business owners doing really good work, with, you know, just like-minded folks where we can really benefit from our relationships.
Awesome.
And I hope too to hear from people, our partners, you know, our partners for Equita Financial Network, and also through studies of the CFP board that, I mean, the ultimate goal, I think, would to see that number start to tick up. And it's not just going to be because of us. There's a lot of talk in the industry about women in financial services and women in business. And we just hope that all of this talk leads to some action. You know, we took action on our side, and we hope that we can help move the needle and help more people enter, more women enter the industry, be happy and successful in their careers. But really what's going on in, you know, business now, that we're a part of that movement. And we're just, I think that would be a personal success, because this really is our passion to grow this network.
Yes. And you know, that's a really good point, Katie. So it's part of the motivation, of course, that we've mentioned earlier on about with Equita is to increase the number of women financial planners. So there are folks at wirehouses or, you know, working at other firms who haven't taken the leap yet. And so we are trying to encourage them to do that, because we want them to stay in financial planning. We don't want them to say, man, I can't balance all this because of the responsibilities at my job and my family, because it's absolutely doable if you have the right platform, because we're living it. And so it's to encourage more women to take that step to either run their own firm, or if they're out there already with their own firm, to be part of this collaborative piece. Because we really do think that it is an awesome industry, and we do want to move the needle. And, you know, when I worked for a wirehouse some time ago, I was part of this initial women's initiative on the West Coast for a very large firm. And we spent a lot of time putting together a one-day seminar that was going to bring in all these awesome speakers to empower the women advisors at this firm and really help us be more cohesive. And months were spent on this. I was so pumped. And I kid you not, the week before this was supposed to happen, the wirehouse canceled it. And to me, it was just, you know, one more indication of how so many of the firms out there, they talk a big talk when it comes to supporting the women planners. But at the end of the day, there's so little action behind that talk that Katie and I were like, you know what, if anything's going to actually move this needle, we're going to do it. Because, you know, man, for over 30 years of seeing this industry and seeing so little change, if you don't go out and do something about it yourself, you know, you can wait forever for change to happen.
Let's switch gears and let's talk about the book.
The book.
So real quick, the book is called Corner Office Choices, and it's by Bridget. Okay. I have to read just a couple of these reviews, because this is, it just came out. And so there's all sorts of reviews already about this. Number one was, every woman who wants to get their financial blank in order should read this book. So there's the first line. The other one is, my wife just got promoted, and although she may not be in a corner office yet, I got her this book for inspiration. Man, I love that one. This one is, as a female executive, I want both a fulfilling career and a family life. There are unique challenges that I face and need guidance and mentorship from other successful female leaders. This book has helped me bridge the gap from where I am in where I want to be. Those are awesome reviews. So where did the book come from? How is the book going to play into Equita? Let's talk about the book.
So the book was a concept over 6 years ago. And then, you know, stuff happens, life happens, you get really busy because, like we've talked about, there's no time in life for anything if you're working, especially in finance. So anyway, fast forward to when I launched Wealth Choice a couple of years ago. And I really wanted to share the way I do financial planning for women execs, which I felt that our industry really has not done well. You know, there are so many challenges with just gender disparity with women in business and women in professions, and it really calls for some very specific financial planning. So anyway, I just decided I wanted to truly make a difference on a much larger scale than I can with my own firm, right? And that was by writing a book. So a year ago, I sat down and I started to write this book, which honestly has evolved so much. You know, as you progress through life and business, things change and how you attack certain certain problems changes too. So I feel like the book is very different than it would have been if I had written it 6 years ago. Hmm. And anyway, so the focus of it is really to help women professionals overcome the four derailers to living life on their terms. And the way I approach financial planning, and you know, I know Katie does too, is, you know, we're here to help people live a good life. And that doesn't mean necessarily making as much money as possible. It's how do you leverage that profession into a really awesome quality of life. So the second part of my motivation for writing the book was to also be a really valuable tool for planners like us who may not be planning around some of these derailers and may not be necessarily taking the steps that we've been taking to help solve these problems for these women so they live a better life. And that just plays into everything we're trying to do with Equita. Honestly, it's how do we help the women planners in the Equitat network live an awesome life, and how do we help them collaborate with one another to benefit each other and provide diverse perspective. And it really was, so my hope is that other planners say, man, if this is what one of the member firms looks like in this network, I want to be part of this.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm usually not at a loss for words. I just, this book hasn't been written. No, nobody wrote a book like this.
I know.
How is that? And that's why I'm dumbfounded. I'm sorry. I'm listening to you say this stuff and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this book was just published in 2018. Why did it take so long for a book like this to be published? Thank you for publishing this book. Yeah. Wow.
Huh. Thanks. It's a bit nerve wracking because now the reviews come in and you just really hope that your industry embraces it the way mm-hmm. you would like. So, you know, let's hope that it makes a difference to women planners and to women in general out there, because I think we can serve women way better than our industry is. Mm-hmm. And I think as planners, we can just be better and, you know, let's see what happens.
There were some staggering statistics. I've interviewed a couple of other people in the last, I don't know, 18 months. And somebody had said that over 70% of women leave their husband's financial advisor when their husband passes away.
That's true. Yep.
And then the follow-up question is why? And what the woman who I was interviewing said was, well, because he didn't talk to me. And I'm sorry. And maybe this is just because I'm rather progressive. I don't even know if that's the right word. But this isn't the flippin' 1950s anymore. I mean, this is like we're in 2018. It's 21st freaking century. I'm so glad that you guys are doing this to change the paradigm. Somebody has to change the paradigm. I'm so grateful that you both are stepping up to create this network, to write the book, to be wonderfully wonderful advocates for women to get into financial planning. I thank you guys very, very much for that. It's funny because the we're doing a lot of the podcasts that I have been doing recently have been with very successful women. I keep finding myself kind of gushing, like thanking you so much. And I was talking to my assistant earlier about it. And I was like, are you warning them that I'm going to probably do that? And Kaylee said, yes, I tell them that it's going to be an experience. I was like, mm-hmm. okay, well, let's hope that this is the experience they were expecting. Now, if somebody wants to join Equita, what do they need to do?
So I think the first step is to go to our website, which you, I know we'll put on a yep. note here. So it's Equita, FN for financialnetwork.com. On that website, you will find the resources that are on the platform about the collaboration, about why we started Equita. We haven't talked about it enough already on the podcast. And more about Bridget and I and what we're trying to do here. And there is our contact information on there, both of our emails, our phone number. Please call us, reach out to us, even if it's just a conversation that's something that you've been thinking about in your head about starting your own firm, or that you're not happy where you are, or just want to talk about this concept, mm-hmm. right? We love to talk about it all day long. Please contact us. But I would say first go to the website to get some more information.
Awesome. And if you want to download the book, make sure that you type in Corner Office Choices, or you can type in Bridget Venus Grimes right into Amazon or Borders or whatever. Is Borders even still around anymore? Anyway, Amazon is probably where most of you are going to go. And pick up a copy of the book. The reviews are unbelievable. And it's just got great information. So Katie and Bridget, thank you so much for taking some time and talking with us at Top Advisor Marketing today. We appreciate your leadership. We appreciate you becoming role models and appreciate all of the things that you're doing to further women in finance.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for letting us share the word through you. It's really exciting, and we really, really hope it can make a difference.
Thank you, Matt.
If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below, because that way when we come out with guests like this with groundbreaking information, it'll show up directly on your listening device. And if you know somebody, a female in finance, who could use that nudge, who could just know that there's somebody in her corner that would help her make that transition to truly becoming their own independent financial advisor, especially somebody who wants to get their CFP, make sure you send them not just the podcast, but send them a quick email or a text to go to equita.fn.com, which we'll have in the show notes. We're also going to have links to both Katie and Bridget's websites and a link to the book so that you can order the Corner Office Choices. So for everybody at Equita Financial Network and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.